in this bulletin. Two police officers shot on a call out in New South Wales. Interstate firefighters head to Tasmania to help tackle scores of blazes. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal too strong for Alex de Minaur in their Australian Open third round clash. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. Two New South Wales police officers have been shot attending a suspected domestic incident at a house in the state's Northern Tablelands. A female senior constable was shot in the neck and her male sergeant colleague in the face after police were called to the Glen Innes property last night. Both were airlifted to Gold Coast Hospital. The latest round of interstate firefighters will get to work in Tasmania to help crews tackle scores of blazes. Some of the 78 extra personnel from across Australia are due to arrive this morning to join more than 160 firefighters, support staff and air crew already on the ground. The full team of interstate experts will continue to fly in over the coming week. The call for support comes as about 70 fires burn across the state. Australian manufacturers and winemakers are a step closer to having certainty about their post-Brexit exports to the UK after a deal was signed to roll over existing trade arrangements. The agreement, signed by High Commissioner George Brandis and British International Trade Secretary Liam Fox in London, still needs to be passed by both countries' parliaments before March 29th. Under the deal, Australian winemakers will be able to export products using the same labels, certifications and manufacturing processes to both the UK and the EU after Brexit. Britain will accept Australian certification standards for imports of pharmaceuticals, cars, medical devices, food and agricultural goods. President Donald Trump is calling for an expanded missile defence program to better protect the United States. During an appearance at the Pentagon, he says the goal is to detect and destroy any incoming missile. Mr. Trump says America's adversaries are increasing their lethal strike capabilities and the US must be prepared. A top North Korean nuclear envoy has begun a new round of talks with US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The visit by Pyongyang's lead negotiator with the US is aimed at clearing the way for a second US-North Korea summit. The diplomatic encounter marks a rare sign of potential movement in a denuclearization effort that stalled since a landmark meeting between Mr. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore last year. Back home, advocates say they're pleased with the progress Australia's made in regards to LGBTQI+ rights, but believe more can be done. It comes as thousands of revellers are expected in Melbourne this weekend for the Midsummer Carnival. Festival organisers hope the event will highlight ongoing issues, including discrimination in faith-based schools and gay conversion therapy. Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says there's still work to do.
We absolutely need legal change in this country to support equality for LGBTI people, because that sends a strong message that actually helps move the debate forward and achieve the social change that we need.
To sport now, tennis, and Rafael Nadal has put on a brutal tennis masterclass for Aussie teen Alex de Minaur in their Australian Open third round clash. The world number two and 17-time Grand Slam champion was too strong for the 19-year-old on Rod Laver Arena, winning 6-1, 6-2, 6-4. It ends the Australian number one's seven-match winning streak. Australian Open finalist Marin Cilic has clawed his way to a fourth-round berth, saving two match points to overcome Spanish veteran Fernando Verdasco. The six-seeded Croatian, who lost last year's final to Roger Federer, triumphed in their Margaret Court Arena clash last night. And Kimberly Birrell's Australian Open campaign has come to a shuddering halt at the hands of second seed Angelique Kerber. The 20-year-old Australian wildcard made a hasty third-round exit, with the 2016 champion Kerber winning their clash in just under an hour. To cricket, Australia's World Cup preparations have taken another blow, but coach Justin Langer is adamant his team is improving and will learn from their ODI series defeat to India. India won by 6 wickets at the MCG to take the series 2-1. But Langer says Australia will take positives from the series.
Jai Richardson's been a shining light. I think Peter Hanscom in the middle order has been excellent. He's done a really good job for us. Sean Marsh again has been in great nick throughout the series.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot, sunny, 39 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 30. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 33. Wollongong, cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, windy, becoming cloudy, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, a possible morning storm, showers, 31. And Darwin, showers, a possible storm, and 32 degrees. This is SBS News.